Joining us now in studio, we have a couple of members of Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. We have Northfield Fire Chief Gary Froddick and also Brad Ness, who is on the board. Are you the chair of the board?
I am.
All right, the chairman of the board, the CEO. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We'll talk about, you guys have had a busy month. And I'm not talking about the emergency services or fire relief, but I'm talking about meetings. You've had a couple of meetings over the course of the past, I wouldn't say month, but about a week, hasn't it? You had a regular meeting, then you had a special meeting just a few days ago?
Correct.
All right. Let's start off with the regular meeting. What was happened there, I would imagine. Have you guys got your budget and all that information together?
That has all gone out to the parties.
Mm-hmm.
We approved that at the last meeting, I believe it was, which was a couple months ago, because that has to be to the parties, which are Northfield, Dundas, and Rural,
mm-hmm.
which consists of seven, I believe it is, townships.
Townships?
Yes. Part of or all of seven.
Right. And that needs to get in their hands so they can approve it. You know, by the end of the year, so it is in their hands.
All right.
So,
what about the meeting last Thursday? What was the what are the topics there?
Pretty much just regular stuff. You know, we approved the financial batches, we call them. You know, we Gary and I sign off on those when Char gets them in the office. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they haven't been looked at. And then the board just needs to give their approval on all of those, and we did that. We accepted a donation of one of the fire trucks, 8120, and that is?
That's our heavy rescue truck, the one that was just put in service within the last, last summer,
mm-hmm.
and quite a nice truck, and that's all been purchased by contributions from the community and service groups like the VFW and other good patrons in the cities. So that's our volunteer effort or our partnership with the city and like I say, service groups. So every time that we respond in a truck like a heavy rescue truck or an ambulance truck, there's no pay whatsoever. So it's all a volunteer operated operation, and that's the reason why we kind of think it's a partnership with the city and the rest of the community. So it was in the tune of about $600,000+ donation is going to back into NAFRS, which now that they do, you know, it'll save them money in their budget as well. And it's a really a good effort by the community and the service groups to kind of provide that service and our equipment for us.
And that's going to send me off on a tangent here a little bit, and that tangent is, the last time I saw that was about a month ago, you had your open house.
Yes.
We talked to you right before you were going to the open house. Boy, that really seemed like a big success this year. The addition of the community picnic in Ames Park, along with all things, boy, great turnout. It was a great night. That looked like a great event for the city of Northfield.
It was. It was collaboration with many entities, and also Hosanna Church was there in the Ames Park doing their raffling off some prizes and having a kind of a good community outreach and spirit there. And then we did our typical fire training, which is basically what the event is for, is to educate the community, and a culmination of Fire Safety Week, which, by the way, it started because of the Great Chicago Fires back in the earlier part of the century. And that's the reason why Fire Safety Week is happening. And usually it takes a lot of tragedy to make good things, an effort to promote fire safety and other, prevention type measures. So that's what the event was for, and we had a really good turnout, a beautiful night, and we're really thankful for all the people that showed up.
Yeah, it was a good night. That's going to bring me to another, I guess, tangent, and that is the heavy rescue vehicle was the latest of the new vehicles you had. You've been in a cycle for the past, I don't know, decade or so of replacing some of those vehicles that have become old and obsolete. Where are we at on that now? Do we have all those major purchases? Have we gone through that cycle yet, or are there still some vehicles that need to be replaced?
Well, there are still some vehicles in the queue. We have a tanker truck or a shuttle truck, which hauls water to rural fire scenes. And that one is coming up in the next within the next year. And then I think our fire truck replacement is going to be in pretty good shape for now. And then also we have our Class A ambulance in the queue to get replaced. And that'll be within probably the next year as well. So that's we're talking about that now. And that one also will be purchased with, donations, volunteer money, and then our charitable gambling helps as well. But with the help of the VFW and service groups in the city and private individuals, that's what's going to happen. We have the money allotted for that already, so I think we're going to go ahead. That truck is approaching 20 years old now.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Northfield Police Chief Gary Fronick is with us, along with Northfield Area Fire Rescue Board Chair.
Fire Chief. You said police chief.
Oh, did I say police chief?
Yeah. I thought maybe I got promoted there for a minute.
And I got busted doing it. So.
Not a problem.
Fire Chief. The Fire Chief is with us, along with the Board Chair, Brad Ness. Let's go back to the meetings. You had a special meeting just a couple of nights ago, and that was there's been a consultant hired by Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, NAFRS, to just look into, I guess, pretty much all areas of the fire and rescue areas.
My concern starting this process was, as board chair, was we didn't have a clear picture of what happens when Gary announces his retirement from the fire department. I just wanted something in writing saying, okay, the board needs to look at doing this, and the fire department, the firefighters need to look at doing this, just so we're clear, instead of scrambling. And it got to be a lot bigger process than I had envisioned originally.
Mm-hmm.
With the consultant hired. She had on Tuesday, she just had a playback of, she interviewed all of the fire department officers and some of the firefighters and all of the board, and then surveyed all of those people and just read back some of the responses she had received. Mm-hmm. In that process.
Were those responses varied among different, I guess, levels of officers, whether it be board or, down to your firefighters, your volunteer firefighters? Was a lot of variance in that, or did she find it kind of uniform answers?
I think it was similar.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that I have found, and I didn't want to bring it up at the meeting just because I didn't know if that was the proper spot, but I think the board has issues. The board needs to either give direction to the fire chief or back off. And I think that's what I'm learning from this. The board needs some training on what a board member is and what is our function.
I would agree with Brad on that. Some of the feedback is, I think, some misinformation or people not understanding the whole process or what's expected of them. So it's in my mind, I know what's going on. I think Brad knows what's going on, but maybe some of the new board members and even some of the new fire staff, there's so much to absorb when you get into a new role. It's overwhelming, and I think some of it should be, onboarding process to help them along to understand their roles and understand the history of what we do and how we work and who's responsible for this and that. Because some of the comments that I read were unfounded or It just, there was no factual state or no facts to back it up. One of them, even our fire staff, said I was making X amount of dollars a year. I'm going like, holy mackerel, I might stay for 5-10 more years if I'm making that much money. But all they have to do is ask, is what I'm getting at. Or is if it's so hard for a person in my role or Brad's role to tell everyone all the nuances of what we do and how we do things. So I think it's just, we should just tell people, if you don't know, ask, or if you want clarification, we're here, because it's so hard for him or myself to predict all the questions. We can give kind of a general onboarding to help them along. I think that would be good for the new board staff. Give them a kind of a outline of, here's how we operate, here's what's expected, here's where these funds come from, or this is a donation type of situation, or a 501c3, and it's a little bit complicated, but and also you have to remember the board staff, they're doing it as a volunteer position, so they're not getting paid for it, and I get that, and they have real jobs out there to provide their daily wages and provide for their families, but so I can see maybe where they don't put a lot of real effort into it to understand it, because they're busy in their own right. But we want to bring them along and make everybody up to speed so that they make good decisions.
Now, from the standpoint of the consultant that you've hired, is her work done at this point? You got with the results that you got the other day, were they preliminary? Will there be a more advanced report to follow?
She just pretty much read her responses that she heard in interviews and surveys, and sometime in December, not certain when, she will have her final report.
All right.
Then she'll be finished with her duties.
All right. And the fire chief, once again, Gary Fronick, is with us, so we'll ask you, is that day coming soon, retirement? We just talked with Troy Dunn today, and he's got 8 days left, and I know your retirement is coming Sunday at some point.
Yes, but, it'll be probably in the first part of next year.
Okay. All right.
The date yet to be determined, but anyway, it'll be a bittersweet time, as well as I'm sure when I didn't hear Troy's interview, but because he has his heart and soul into his job, I know he does, and he's a good representative for the law enforcement and in Rice County, and we'll miss him dearly.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Gentlemen, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
I don't think there's anything
to talk about. All right.
I just want to say, too, we do have a succession plan in process. Like, we had a succession plan with our workforce resources group. So, I mean, it wasn't like we were kind of flat-footed, I don't think. And then we have a hierarchy chain of command. So if the point comes where I get hit by a bus or, you know, I'm not capable of handling my duties, we have a chain of command. Now we have a first assistant chief, second assistant chief, and captains down the line that cross train and do all, you know, basically help me out with my job. And then if any one of us are not there, the other one can pick it up or do that process. So we're not all so dependent on my position to make the operation work. So I think we're in very good hands if we don't get anything decided at this next, you know, maybe in January or whenever. So no different than if I, you know, had a heart attack or just quit. So, you know, our first assistant chief would take over, and I don't think you would see any glitch in our operation whatsoever. So I don't think it's anything emergency 911 style, getting this thing operated and figured out, but the board saw it was a good, you know, opportunity to, you know, take a snapshot of what we're doing, how we're doing, and if we can do anything better, worse, and improvement area. So I think that's the reason for the consultant.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
We will look forward to talking to you sometime. I don't know if it'll be this year still, 2021, but certainly early 2022, if not the latest. Thanks for coming in.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Fire Chief Gary Froddick, along with Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Board Chair Brad Ness.